Today's recording is l'schus in merit of the newborn baby Yoshua Rafael, Ben Yoshua Rafael Polansky, whose bris was yesterday. May he and his siblings and his mother have everything they need for a life full of all good things, physical and spiritual, by Asia Sivan and Evan Cohen. On a day like today, which was chosen by many Jews to be a day dedicated to remembering those that got killed in the Holocaust, it's important to take a couple of moments to reflect on the Torah view of what it really means to remember, what it means to honor the memory of those that were murdered, and how Jews throughout the generations have managed to survive after all the tragedies we went through by not only having symbols and words and ideas, but actually having effective ways to channel the natural feelings of grief and sadness that we've had into productive and positive actions that are the true enduring legacy of those of our people that were murdered throughout the generations. And I think the best anecdote to really give over what it means to remember, what it means, Lizkor, to remember, especially these days when the memory of the Holocaust is in such danger of being forgotten by some people on purpose, but even sometimes more dangerously by some people from not really learning. There's an anecdote about the Lubavitcher Rebbe with Elie Wiesel. At some point in the 70s, Elie Wiesel, of blessed memory, decided that the most fitting way to remember those that were murdered during the Holocaust was to have at the Seder, in the Haggadah, as part of the established Seder Pesach night, to leave a chair empty, to have always an empty chair in memory of those that, of our people, the 6 million that were murdered. And the Rebbe responded to Elie Wiesel, both in a letter and then publicly at a Verbrengen, and explained, after conveying, obviously in a sensitive way, that it's a nice idea, etc., but with all due respect, that's not a real way of perpetuating the memory of those that were killed. First of all, there's a halachic issue, the Rebbe says, of adding any new customs at all to the Torah. There's a prohibition of leitei sifu, of adding to the Torah. And though you might wonder what's wrong to adding to the Torah, as long as you don't take away, why leitei sifu? I understand leitei grow that you can't take away from the Torah, but why can't you add? But the answer is because by adding anything to Torah, one is essentially saying that the Torah is not perfect and complete as it is, which takes away from the appreciation of the divinity of the Torah, and therefore adding will eventually bring about to also take away from the Torah. And there's also the issue, the Rebbe said, that b'chlal on a yontiv, on a holiday, we're supposed to be in a mood of simcha, of joy. And if one is to really remember the Holocaust, what the Rebbe writes, and the Rebbe said at the Verbrengen, how could you possibly talk about the Holocaust without it making you completely shaken up, sad, distraught, horrified? You can't, as the Rebbe said, you can't sing Chagadia, you can't start singing songs. If you're to truly, really consciously remember the Holocaust, it can't be Derech Agav. It can't be something parenthetical. The 6 million deserve that once in a while we do dedicate time to cry and really remember what happened, not just parenthetically at the Seder. To mention or have a custom for them and then go on and continue singing songs would be a desecration of their memory. But then the Rebbe said the last and final thing, which I think is the most important that we need to bear in mind, and that is that to truly perpetuate the memory of the millions murdered in the Holocaust, it's not fitting for a family to set aside an empty chair at their Pesach Seder. The opposite. Let every single family have a chair filled with an extra guest. Invite another Jew who would otherwise not participate in the Seder. Fill up more chairs at your Pesach Seder with Jews that are in danger of being assimilated. This is a true living legacy and a victory for the Jewish people. This is the true way to honor, ensure that Am Yisrael Chai, that the Jewish people will continue to live. Of course, museums and memorials are important, but Jews have to know that most and foremost, that Judaism is a Lebedika religion. It's alive and well and breathing and continuing. And we live our lives in a way that makes the 6 million souls proud even today. The best way to have solidarity with those that were gassed in the death camps was to continue to positively change the world. especially worry about those of our Jewish brothers and sisters that are in danger of being lost to us because of a lack of learning and knowing what it means to be part of Am Yisrael. So we have to know that just as Jews throughout the generations, when there were so many times when Jews could have just given up and broken down and cried, when there are so many tzaras, so many terrible things happened throughout the generations, Am Yisrael always knew, had afalpiken even so, bring the truest honor to those that were murdered by perpetuating with their lives, what they gave their lives for, which is Yiddishkeit, which is Torah, which is God. And as difficult as it is at times, all tragedies have to be turned into sources for continuing to bring Torah and God into the world in a positive way, in a lebedic, alive way. That's what it means to really remember, because that's what's going to perfect the world eventually and bring Mashiach and reunite us with all those that were murdered and all those that died throughout the generations tragically. Because when Mashiach comes, Am Yisrael Chai in a physical body, in this physical world, with Hashem among us forever, for all eternity.